Hello, everyone, and welcome to my introductory and a little bit about myself podcast for Blind Cool Tech. And my name is Will Kiddo, and I started really listening to and becoming interested in the things that were on the Blind Cool Tech podcast in probably late September, early October of 2005, and actually joined the Blind Cool Tech mailing list. Let's see, when I would say maybe about the last. Maybe the tail end of January, or maybe even the first part of February. It had to be more along the first to middle part of February, I believe. And I'd been meaning to do a podcast for a long time, but I wanted everything to be right. And realizing that it wasn't necessarily going to be right, I decided to take the plunge and put up a podcast about myself, and just kind of give you all and then give everyone a introduction from me and a little bit about my life and where I grew up and went to school and all that good stuff. I was born in Wagner, South Dakota. I actually lived and go home to the Santee Sioux Indian Reservation, that's in the northeastern part of the state of Nebraska. And I was born 2 months premature, and so I have retinopathy of prematurity. And I went to the blind school in Nebraska, the Nebraska School for the Visually Impaired, which actually is not there anymore. It's become a resource center for teachers and students who maybe need to catch up on things that are being mainstreamed in schools. And so that's a brief history of what happened there. But I did attend the School for the Blind from 1969 up until 1981. And so that was from the age of 5. And then up until I was 17 years old. And from there, I went back to my home school in Santee, Nebraska, and finished my last 2 years of education there. Then, let's see, then after that, I went on to a lot of people call them, orientation centers, and Nebraska has an orientation center. It used to be called Services for the Visually Impaired, Nebraska Services for the Visually Impaired, but now it's called the Nebraska Commission for the Blind. And I went there from 1983 in June of 83 up until March of 1984. And I then went to college at Morningside College starting it was actually very late August of 84 up until May of 1988. I actually majored in tribal management and minored in mass communications. I'm just kind of putting this together on the fly, so having to recount some of these things is just kind of sketchy. But like I said, I majored in tribal management and then minored in mass communications. And the thing that I minored in mass communications was audio production. Now, you're gonna notice that this microphone, it sounds like I'm in my living room, and I'm not talking real close to it, because this is a it's Radio Shack's version of the Shure SM58, and if you were to get right up on it and hold it right close to your face, you would really be, as they say, popping your peas. And what that means is anytime you say anything, I'm sure all of you have heard when someone gets too close to a mic and they say a word with a P, it pops. And being an announcer and a DJ, it's a really not a good practice to do that. And this mic is bright enough that I don't necessarily have to hold it right on my face to be able to talk to you. So that's one of the things that I try not to do. And I was a DJ at the radio station at Morningside College for about 3 years. I got into that purely by coincidence. And this is from I didn't do anything in 1984 when I got to college. I was just trying to get my feet underneath me and learn everything I needed to know. And so it wasn't until 1985 that somebody had mentioned that they didn't have a program for of music of Indian music. And I said, you know, I think we really need one. And so, unbeknownst to me, somebody ran an article in the paper, in our student newspaper at the college, and I was sitting in the lunchroom one day in the commons, and I was sitting there, and somebody said, "Hey, did you know you have a radio show coming up on Sunday that you're going to be on the air?" And I thought, "What?" And I had no idea that that had been done. So I needed to scramble around and find all kinds of music and find a way to fill 2 hours from let me see, what was that? I believe it was 1 o'clock until 3 o'clock. And so I remember finding a little bit to start with and hoping to God that that was going to be enough to fill 2 hours, and went up, and the people went up to the station for my first shift, and was told by the people who were DJing there, okay, these dials are this is that, this is what you touch, this is what you play, you don't touch this, you don't do that. And they said, "Goodbye, we'll see you next Sunday." And so there I was, flying by the seat of my pants, not knowing exactly what I'd gotten myself into. And I survived that and actually got quite good at DJing and found that I liked it. And I have done a little bit since. I don't do near as much as I would like to because the professional folks in rehab don't seem to think that there is much of a life that you can't really earn a living doing that. However, I am out to prove them wrong. I do a little bit on the side. I also produce commercials, and I also do some other production work on different things. My latest goal is to learn SoundForge, and that's actually what I'm recording this podcast with, is SoundForge. And running everything, I have my mixer with my microphone hooked up to my computer. And you might be wondering what I'm using for a computer. I'm using a Dell Inspiron, or Inspiron, as they say, a Dell Inspiron 8200. And it's running Windows XP Pro, and it has a 40 gig drive, 500 megs of RAM, and a 1.6 gigahertz processor. And and I'm not running JAWS at the moment. When you try to run JAWS and SoundForge at the same time, if with 500 megs of RAM and a fairly small processor like this, It tends to take up a little bit of memory, and I'm also running my sound card on what's actually called stereo mix. So I'm not running JAWS right now because if there were any messages or anything coming in, you would hear JAWS babbling in the background just as loud as I am talking right now. So I'm not running JAWS with SoundForge. SoundForge is very easy to operate, or at least the basics of it are easy to operate without using JAWS or WindowEyes. I'm also a beginning WindowEyes user. I find that both screen readers have their uses, and so I'm teaching myself WindowEyes and actually getting along quite well with it. I'm using SoundForge 6 at the moment, and WindowEyes, as I can see, isn't necessarily, it doesn't really work quite that well with JAWS. I believe the last set files that were available for WindowEyes and SoundForge were 5.0, and I think that was also for the other, there was another little version of it called the XP Studio Edition or XP Studio. And that's those were the last sets that I recall seeing available for it. Now I do know that other people are running SoundForge 8, and a friend of mine, Shane Jackson, hello Shane, nice shout out to you, does use SoundForge 8 with WindowEyes, and he uses it quite well. So that really, in a nutshell, is kind of not necessarily bringing you up to date with my life history, but that's an introduction. And I now, let me just say, I went, like I said before, I went to college from Morningside College from 1984 to 1988. I have actually lived here in Sioux City, Iowa, because that's where Morningside College is. I've lived there now for over 18 years, subtracting the 4 years that I was in college, because I really don't count that as permanent residency, as a permanent residence. But I have lived here in Sioux City, Iowa now for, like I said, 18 years. And it's a nice little town. We're kind of interest it's kind of interesting the way Sioux City is set up, because Sioux City is actually on the border of three states. Because you have South Dakota to the north and Nebraska to the south. And so Sioux City proper is in Iowa, but there is also a South Sioux City, Nebraska, and to the north in South Dakota, there is also a North Sioux City, South Dakota. And we and it's really quite a nice little town. Just like other towns, it has its problems and its shortcomings, but it's large enough to have a whole lot of good things, but yet small enough to where, knock on wood, you don't have to worry too much about crime or anything like that. It's a really fairly decent place to live, and my wife and I have lived here where we live now for at least 16 years. We used to live in another place, but an opportunity came open for us to move, so we moved into the apartment where we currently are now. And I also wanted to say to those of you listening, who may be listening, Lynette, Maria, and Mary Emerson, please do not worry. There will be a Santee Sioux cultural podcast coming up very soon. But right now, I just wanted to do this podcast and say hello and just kind of let everybody get to know who I am and what I use and what I do. Right now, I'm between jobs, hoping to find work. And who knows, that may take me out of Sioux City. I don't necessarily know what's in store for me there. Only the Lord knows. And I just keep believing in Him that I will find some work and be able to again take my rightful place in society and be a very productive human being and individual. But yeah, it's actually kind of nice sometimes being, as they say right now, a house husband. Gives you a lot of time to do different things and hopefully help some people out on BCT with questions they might have. My gosh, I just really want to say publicly thank you to Larry ScootCon for getting for putting this whole thing together. I bet you, honestly, if I was to ever sit down and talk with him, I bet you there's just some days when this list and when the Blind Cool Tech podcast first took off and it got as big as it did, I bet you there were just days I imagine he thought, man, what have I created? I mean, really, what have I created? And so, anyway, I do apologize for that, breathing in the microphone. Bad announcer etiquette. Bad announcer etiquette. I'm very critical when I do work like this because if it's not perfect, I don't submit it. And what the reason that that ha the re where that comes from is, to go back to my old college days, if we turned in work that was less than almost perfect, our mass communications professor, our production professor, would turn it down. And he would let you know what you did wrong, but you wanted to make sure that you did everything right. I have an interesting little side story to that. When I do production, whether it's a commercial or something like that, I should write out what I'm doing. I really should, but I don't. I go in, fly by the seat of my pants. If I have an idea of what the person wants me to say or do in the commercial, then I will work with it and call that person, or if it's somebody that's right nearby me, I'll play it for them, and if they don't like it, we'll change the wording. But most times I go in and I do these commercials, or the few that I've done, and I'm usually in and out in about maybe an hour. And what used to really amaze me when I was in school was a lot of my sighted counterparts would go in and they would work on these commercials for hours and hours, and it would just drive me crazy. They would work with tape splicing and all kinds of other fun things, and it just baffled me. And it would sometimes take these people about maybe 2 or 3 days to get things right. But I was never one to mess around with tape splicing or anything. I believed that what I needed to do needed to be simple, direct, and to the point, and to try to keep it either at 30 seconds or whatever the homework project called for. If it needed to be a newscast, and generally a newscast is about 5 minutes long, I would try to make it 5 minutes long, and to keep to put in what I needed when I needed to, and where I needed to, and then submit it and hope that it was fine, and really go from there. But I'm just kind of rambling all over the place. I don't know if you can necessarily hear, but I have my windows open today because it's a nice night here in Sioux City, and the traffic is going by. And maybe you can hear it in the podcast, I don't know. But I do hope to be getting an iRiver and a pair of binaurals real soon, so hopefully I can do some podcasts sitting outside or just walking around doing things outside and let everyone kind of get a little bit more of a soundscape type feel for what Sioux City is like. And so I'm real excited about that. I honestly am. And There really isn't probably a whole lot more that I can say that wouldn't actually be getting into another podcast for another day. So I think I will wrap this podcast up for now, and I will hopefully be talking to you all a little bit later. If anyone wants to contact me, they may do so at the following email address. It's crystalwk01 at msn.com. And the crystal is spelled CHRISTALWK01 at msn.com. My Skype address, if anyone would like to add me, is WILL19630884, and or you can go into the Skype, or you can go into the Skype search directory and type in my name, Will Kiddo. And it should possibly, hopefully, pull me up. My messenger contact, if anyone wants to add me there, is MAZAADIDI63 at MSN.com. Well, it's been nice chatting with all of you, and hopefully, you've learned just a little bit about this crazy Indian guy. And I hope to be doing a cultural podcast very soon. So it's been a pleasure talking with all of you, and we'll look forward to talking with you later. Good night.